Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And once again, Jim Lee filling in for Jeremy here at Taylorville. Great to have Jim alongside. Great to have you as well with us here for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL for a Western Big Six Conference matchup on December 29th. 2 hours away from home and 3 hours away from home for Sterling. Silver Streaks won the conference game back in December, 65-61. That game featured 9 lead changes and 8 ties, and we anticipate probably something pretty similar here today. The Streaks win the tip, same starting five. Babers has it now, left high post, works to the right side, cut off there, kicks out to Alex, who drives in down to the baseline, pulls it back out to JB, shoots the three off the front rim. Rebound, Derry has the ball slapped away. Loose ball picked up by Alex. Drives, dishes. Derry in the lane, tries to feed it through and turns it over. 3 blue jerseys of Sterling surrounding Derry and the inability to get it away to anybody. JP Schilling, Andre Claver, a sophomore up top who's had a good tournament. Schilling with it now, has not been the leading scorer in every game down here as he tends to be, and he forces one up inside the lane through contact and gets it up and in.
Well, one thing about this Sterling team under Ryan Vasquez, you know they're going to play defense. I mean, he preaches that night in and night out, and even if they have some people not available, they still compete because they play defense so well.
Lob underneath to Derry, reverse layup from left to right, up with the right hand and in, ties the game at 2. Again, if you weren't with us last night for the Taylorville victory that the Streaks won by 8, Cohen Derry got off only 2 shots in that game. He's involved very early here, touching the ball on both trips down the court. Tied at 2, just underway. A jumper by Claver off the right wing, off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Lucas Austin, who kicks it back out. We're going to talk about Austin here in a little bit. Here's a jumper by Schilling behind the arc and a little bit off the mark. JB with a rebound. Babers brings it into the front court. Easton Steck out there also, along with Dre Egyptiaco, haven't mentioned them yet. Now Derry, left wing 3, a little bit long, weak side rebound Steck. Steps back, gets blocked by Austin. Loose ball, feeds through the lane, picked up by Schilling. Brings it into the front court. Alex bats the ball away, tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Sterling will hang on to it.
You know, when these two teams play each other, Coach Vasquez of Sterling alluded to it, the coaches don't need to make a speech. I mean, some of the teams down here, you're like, I don't know that much about these guys and, you know, how hard do we have to play. But when Sterling and Galesburg face each other, we've just known over the years, these players know that it's going to be a really tough ball game. And so they come out from the get-go pretty pumped up to play.
Carter Chance, a sophomore, into the game early for Sterling. He feeds it to the left side, Tyree Kelly. This is Kelly's first touch, and he drives in, and a hand check foul called against Galesburg on the far side. I think will be against Babers. So, mentioned we were going to talk about Lucas Austin, 6'6", 230-pound sophomore for Sterling. If you heard Coach Chad Thompson's interview during the pregame, he said Sterling seems to be running the offense through their big man much more than when we saw them up their place. So that's Austin they're talking about. We'll talk about his scoring in this tournament as the game goes along compared to what he did against the Streaks in early December. 2-2 game, 5:40 to go first quarter. On the right side, Kelly feeds it down onto the baseline to Claver. Down through the lane, off the hands of Schilling, who got open cutting down the middle of the lane, but he couldn't handle the pass and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, they had the offense run exactly the way they wanted, and he had a step going down the lane, but just couldn't quite hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds for Sterling turnover.
Decatur Eisenhower, a winner in the first game today, 60-38 over Rochester. Taylorville got its first win, defeating Rantoul in a continuous clock game, ended up winning by 19. Dre on the right wing, contact, lost the handle on the ball, second turnover by Galesburg. Schilling down the right side, spin move into traffic, tosses it back out to Tyree Kelly, who shoots the three, and it's off the back iron. Rebound Easton Steck, who has 2 boards already in the early going. At the other end, quickly, Derry, offensive foul called. Tyree Kelly got back, and Cohen tried to pull up and just sort of softly shoot it up over the top, but Kelly was there in position to draw the charge. And did I write down the turnover already? Is that two or three on
three.
Us?
Three.
Okay, I didn't write it down yet. First foul of the game on Derry.
Sterling and Galesburg, traditionally two of the bigger schools that play here. Best records at this tournament. Sterling, 80% winning percentage. They're 16-4 coming into this season. Galesburg, 34-10, a 73% winning percentage. So the folks here at Taylorville probably not very happy to see Galesburg and Sterling show up every year.
Because one of them's going to be in the championship again. Here's a missed three. Easton Stack on the weak side, where his third rebound already in the game. Tied at two, 3.5 minutes in. Steck feeds it through the lane. Alex between two defenders, and a reach foul called on the Golden Warriors. Let's talk about Lucas Austin again for a moment. 6'6", 230-pound sophomore. 6 points against Galesburg. And I told Jim before we went on the air, he only shot the ball five times in the entire game against the Streaks up at Musgrove Fieldhouse. In this tournament, he scored 10 in the first game, led Sterling in scoring with 21 in the first game yesterday, and then had 18 in the finale last night. As the Streaks hit a three and take a 5-2 lead, that's the first basket of the game for Babers.
Delivered that one similar to what we saw in the big shot last night, the three that put us over the top against Taylorville and gave us a 50-47 lead that the Streaks never relinquished. So Babers, you know, doesn't shoot a lot from out there, but when he does, he's been able to make it count.
Kelly drives and dishes over to Austin, standing near the sideline, who was caught flat-footed, unready for it, and it went out of bounds. That's the second turnover on Sterling. 5-2 Galesburg, halfway through the first quarter, Streaks with the ball. Alex around his man, down the left side, up and, oh, short, falls off the rim. Rebound Schilling out with it into the front court. Streaks missed an opportunity there, passing up the three. Claver on the wing, now with the dribble. Just inside the top of the arc, in and out from the shot. Rebound Alex. He's got a couple of boards early in this game. Sterling has made 10 threes in the last two games. Cold from the perimeter here early. There's a missed jumper by Dre. Austin the rebound for Sterling. Both teams, in fact, shooting cold here early. Mm-hmm. Pull-up jumper, left high post, missed by Kyle Billings, and the rebound Dre. Billings plays with a lot of swagger. He'll come out and guard Babers defensively out high, down to 3:20 to go in a low-scoring 5-2 Streaks lead. Alex up top, Babers passes it right side over to Dre. Extended zone. Babers will shoot from the free throw line. Missed it. Steck flying in with a rebound, but got knocked down. And a foul called, I think, on Sterling.
Both teams are playing very hard, but they're both shooting like Rantoul right now. And that's not good. We saw them the game before, and I think they had 3 points halfway through the second quarter of that one. Oof.
They opened the game with a three, and then they
were
scoreless after that. All right, we got a mask timeout. 3:08 to go. The foul on Sterling was on Andre Claver. Let's just keep it here with 3:08 to go. 5-2 is the Galesburg lead. Gives us a chance to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. These 3 days of the tournament, we'll have the 2020 Nissan Kicks back in the parking lot, well, probably after midnight. Mm-hmm. So, well, it depends. Yep. I mean, if the Streaks don't win this game, they'll play in the third place game, and it'll probably be back before midnight.
So, hopefully we'll be back after that.
But burnt orange color, and again, if you're looking for an SUV type of vehicle that's not quite as big as an SUV, maybe the Nissan Kicks is the way you want to go. I heard Eric and Tom describe it as a compact SUV during their broadcast because they've got one too, and I thought that's a pretty good description. Good space on the inside.
It handles well.
It does.
It rides very comfortably. And, you know, when you look at it, you think, well, that's a pretty small unit. But you get into it, and I never really felt that way at all the time we've been driving around in it. Very comfortable seating. And, I wouldn't shy away from one of these.
Good leg room, as Jim alluded to, and a good trunk space as well. We're not loaded up with two guys' overnight bags and a bunch of equipment, but it can handle it if we needed to. So check out the 2020 Nissan Kicks at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And our thanks again to Jeff Klink and all the folks on the sales staff providing our transportation everywhere we go during the boys and girls basketball seasons and the GHS football season as well. Carl Dorch into the game for the Silver Streaks during the timeout. The lob out high from Steck to Dre. As we approach 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, 5-2 is the Galesburg lead. Dre gets a call from head coach Chad Thompson back on the sidelines for Galesburg after clearing quarantine and COVID protocol there. Bounce pass on the inside to Cohen, has to battle for it after a tip from Austin, but gets it. Now Babers drives, dishes out to Cohen on the wing. Derry back up top to Dre. Streak's trying to solve this Sterling zone here. Derry to the low blocks. Contact there. No foul call. Streak's nearly turned it over, and now they do turn it over. Austin picks up the loose ball. Back into the front court quickly. Craver from the right wing. Missed a wide open three. Dre on the weak side with the rebound. Back quickly comes Galesburg. Dortch, the scoop out to Easton. Now right side to JB. Back to Easton. Left corner three. A little bit long. Weak side rebound tipped out to Schilling with it on the run for Sterling. Into the lane. Pull up at the free throw line. Off the front of the rim.
A lot of Sterling shots have been short off that front iron. Many times you say, well, they're a little tired, but they had a good night's sleep, and first game of the day, you'd think they'd be ready to go.
Easton measures the range for the second time and hits it from the same spot, 8-2 Galesburg. Easton Steck, his first basket, and five rebounds already in this opening quarter. And Steck's maturing before our eyes here in this tournament as a coming off a really solid game in that win over Taylorville last night. 8-2 Streaks, minute 40 to go first quarter. On the right side, Claver. Pulls it back up top into the hands of Tyree Kelly. Kelly, 6'2", senior. The only senior in the starting lineup for Sterling with two juniors and two sophomores. Here's one of those sophomores. Claver misses from the top of the arc. They continue to be 0 for the game from behind the three-point arc. Dre, now left side, Derry. Open three from the wing. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out to Babers. Puts the ball on the floor. Up and in. And a timeout called by Ryan Vasquez, a full timeout with a minute 13. So now we'll take a break. Galesburg on top 10-2, a little over a minute to go first quarter from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Minute 13 to go first quarter at Taylorville. Sterling has called a full timeout. Ryan Vasquez trying to rally the troops after Galesburg has scored 10 in a row after Sterling got the first basket to take a 2-0 lead. Now it's a Streaks by 8. Later tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg girls taking on Olney at 6 o'clock. Actually, we don't know for sure if that'll be on WGIL because maybe the boys will be playing at the same time. So we do know the girls will play at 6 o'clock. Third place game at Mattoon against Olney. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with a long day of time killing before they get to that finale later on tonight from Mattoon and then make the long drive home. Out of the timeout, J.P. Schilling on the right wing. Bounce pass into the corner, Andre Claver. Feeding it through the lane, Kelly. Lost the handle on the ball, got it back. Reverse layup to the left side, up and in. Now, I don't know that that's how Vasquez drew it up in the timeout, but it worked.
Unusual to take a timeout with 1:13 to go in a quarter, but he just felt like his team was struggling so bad he didn't want to wait till the quarter break.
Alex with the drive in from the right side, and I guess they're calling a defensive foul. It was blocked out by the officials. They couldn't see which way they were going with that, but it looks like a foul against Sterling will be Tyree Cully. So a blocking foul. Three team fouls on Sterling, two on Galesburg. Streaks by 6, and Alex to the free throw line for the first time in this game. For either team, up and in, and his first point.
It's interesting, one of the officials stopped by our table and asked if these teams had played already this year. And I said, yeah, Galesburg won by 4 up there at Sterling. I said, so it should be a really good game. He goes, good, love to hear that. So sometimes you think, well, maybe the officials prefer a blowout because there's no pressure on them in that case. But even the officials enjoy good basketball and want to be a part of an exciting game.
Alex makes both. Streaks lead by 8, 12-4. Under a minute to go, 40 seconds to play first quarter. Schilling draws a defense, kicks it back out to Billings. Billings to the left side inside the arc, back up top to Andre Claver. And now back over to Billings, who will back it up to the volleyball line, working against Ian Dominique into the game for the Silver Streaks. What a game he had yesterday with four big three-pointers. The dribble drive, the kick out, corner Billings for three, hits. That's their first three of the game, and he can light it up in a hurry from behind the arc if he gets hot.
You mentioned Dominique. We saw him in the hotel getting on the elevator last night. He said, how many threes you have? He knew, 4. He did not hesitate. He knew he hit 4 last night.
Right side Steck, another three on the way. In and out. Rebound, Dortch. Oh, lost the handle on it. Sterling chases it down, saves it on the end line, and that's the end of the first quarter. 12-7 Galesburg over Sterling after one at Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Caps, liners, flashing, dampers,
creosote, debris, bird's nest, soot.
We are S&S Chimney Service.
I'm Nate Scudder.
And I'm Joey Stahl.
Chimneys should be cleaned at least once a year. If yours needs it, give us a call.
309-569-7517.
I'm Nate Scudder.
And I'm Joey Stahl.
And we are S&S Chimney Service.
Did you know a dirty chimney is one of the leading causes of house fires?
Get peace of mind with a clean sweep. We'll even give you a free estimate.
We are S&S Chimney Service.
Find them on Facebook.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
My final game in the championship bracket of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz here. Jim Lee filling in for Jeremy Pickrell. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Rematch between the Streaks and Sterling from the Western Big Six Conference earlier this month. Galesburg up 5 as we start the second quarter. The bounce pass after the drive from Schilling, and Tyree Kelly couldn't handle it. Babers with the steal. Here come the Streaks. First offensive possession, second quarter. The dribble drive, the hesitation by Dre. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound, out with it. Claver for Sterling. Onto the right side. Schilling around the screen. Steps left. Shoots a three. Missed it. And on the left side, ball comes right down to Cohen Derry. Here's Dre into the front court. Over to Dominique. Pulls it right back out to Dre. Now Alex on the right side. Inside the arc. Tries to feed it to Derry and almost threw it into the first row of the bleachers. 5 turnovers on the Streaks now.
Not taking the appearance of a semifinal game so far. These teams have combined to be 7 of 27 from the field.
I'm trying to send out a tweet. I can't type this morning, so we'll just have to wait on Twitter. On the right side, Claver. Up top, back into the hands of Billings. Dominique guarding him down the left side of the lane, taking it right at Dominique, very physically. Good job by Ian. Forced up a shot, and Billings missed it. Alex with a rebound for the Streaks. Babers into the front court, left side. Skips it right side over to Dre. Babers back with it now inside the volleyball line. Bounce pass down low. Derry posting up, back to the basket. Turns around, shoots from the low blocks, missed it. Saved, falling out of bounds by Claver. Off of Derry, heads up play by Claver. And it'll go back to the Golden Warriors.
Well, the defense has been good. We haven't had a lot of uncontested shots on either end of the court. But some bad decisions, I felt, especially early in the second quarter. We got guys, both teams, going toward the basket and then getting suspended in the air, not really knowing what they're going to do with the ball, and then just throw it up in the air. Well, not many of those shots go in. And neither Sterling nor Galesburg has been able to really get a good look at the hoop here in this second quarter yet.
There's a jumper from Austin from the right wing, and the big man hits his first three of the game. Now Sterling back within two at 12-10. So Galesburg got an 8-point lead. Sterling with a three from Billings late first quarter. Austin early second quarter. And the D-up chant from the Sterling bench starts resonating through the gym as the Streaks throw it into the backcourt. Derry has to chase it down. That's an over and back violation. So he prevents the transition layup at least, and Sterling will have to inbound it in front of the Galesburg bench on the far side.
Yeah, good recognition by Derry to go get that ball with a Sterling player right on his hip, but he knew if he wasn't the first one there, it was going to be a layup for the Golden Warriors. So even though it's a turnover, he still saved what would have been probably a sure basket for Sterling.
6 turnovers on the Streaks, 4 on Sterling, and the Warriors bring it across midcourt after tossing it into the backcourt to get it in. Claver, one of the leading assist men in the Western Big Six Conference, has it. Swing pass left side. Carter Chance back into the game, the sophomore. Now J.P. Schilling with it. Little crossover dribble. Gets to the free throw line, trying to spin away from Dre, and he'll have to kick it back out. Austin trying to navigate around Cohen Derry on the left side. The give and go to Schilling. Lots of contact in the lane. The tip up goes in after the first one wouldn't fall. And Schilling gets his own rebound and ties the game at 12. Second tie of the game to go along with one lead change so far. Again, there were a lot of those in the first game in the conference back in early December. Right side, Derry driving in, and he gets hammered going to the basket. And I think they're going to get that one on Austin from the backside. And Derry will go to the line shooting two.
Maybe the toughest two-game stretch for Derry back-to-back, because last night he just couldn't hardly touch the ball because they were doing that box and one or whatever they were doing to him. He was taken out of the game by the Taylorville defense. And Sterling, of course, very conscious of this as well. And everything he's had so far in this ball game has been contested to the max, and he finally gets a free throw down there.
Yeah, the only difference is he's gotten off four shots today as opposed to two the entire game last night. First free throw good, second one a lot of rim that falls through as well. Galesburg back up by two, 14-12. A couple of Cohen's shots in this game have been threes, as it's been hard battling on the inside once again. Step back three by Claver, off the mark. Rebound Kelly out of nowhere, saves it for Sterling, now has it back in the far corner. Fires it through the lane, right back to Claver for the layup, and we're tied again. Credit to Tyree Kelly for a big offensive rebound that gave him a second chance at a better basket. Bounce pass to the right side. Easton right back down low to Derry, up and in. Good position on the low blocks, and Cohen's almost unstoppable when he gets it there. 16-14, Galesburg by two. Derry with six in the game. Now a long three by Austin, and he hits that one from well behind the arc. And that puts Sterling back on top, 17-16.
Get a kid the size of Austin that can step out and hit those threes, he really becomes a problem because he's 6'6 and a beefy kid.
And just a sophomore. Dominique tries to answer. Kelly with a rebound after the miss. Here comes Sterling chilling down the right side of the lane. And contact taking it right at Dre Egyptiaco, and that'll be a foul. The basket didn't go, so Schilling will shoot two free throws. Suddenly the tempo of the game really picked up.
Yeah, it seems like Sterling has really tried to push it up a little bit more. And it's a good idea if you can do it for Coach Vasquez, because their half court was very lethargic. They weren't making many shots. From the time he took that timeout at 1:13 of the first quarter, they have outscored the Streaks by, what, nine? Because we were up eight.
Yeah, it was 10 to 2.
10 to 2. And
yeah, so been outscored 15-6.
Yeah.
17-16 lead for Sterling. Schilling missed the first free throw. Second one up and in. Sterling by two. Matches their biggest lead of the game. So we're going to document the ties and lead changes throughout this one, because as we talked about at the early stages, we anticipate that's going to happen again here today. Alex briefly had the ball batted away. Gets it to Brother Dre. Halfway through quarter number two, Streaks down two with the ball. JB, tough shot with the right hand. A lot of contact there. Got it up, but missed it. Alex with the offensive rebound. Now Dre down the middle of the lane with the right hand. Another off-balance shot with his side to the basket. Somehow Derry, well, nearly saved it. But then his momentum carried him out on the baseline. He thought he got pushed. But we've seen throughout this tournament, teams are allowed to play.
Yep.
And maybe Sterling did get a push, but that's the kind of stuff that's been let go here.
Yeah, this tournament has favored the physical teams, and we've seen quite a bit of that play. I have not seen anybody called for over the back on a rebound, and I thought Mount Zion makes that an art form. they just keep knocking the ball up in the air because they got some tall guys, and if they're out of position, they just lean over the top and just keep batting it up, tapping it up towards the rim. And you know, they play Dunlap in the game after this, and I think it's just like Galesburg and Sterling. That's a complete toss-up. Either one of those teams could win that one. So that usually you're saying, okay, here's the teams that are going to play for the title tonight. This one, you have no idea with these four who's going to be there tonight.
Right, absolutely. Two teams that mirror each other in both games in a lot of ways. And Coach Chad Thompson was watching because of the games on YouTube. Every game at this tournament has been available on YouTube. So he was watching. And I said, you know, I don't want to say it was an advantage with him not being here. And I posed this question in this way. I said, but you were probably able to do a lot more scouting than maybe you would normally do under the circumstances of being here. And he said, yeah, absolutely. He pretty much watched every game that there was any possibility at all that the Streaks were going to play the opponent. So, and he showed me the reports that he was putting together and sending to the coaching staff and to the kids directly for his scouting report for each game. So don't think that just because Coach Thompson wasn't here those first 2 days that he wasn't very directly involved.
Home watching college football bowl games or something. Finishing up the Christmas cookies. Although Chad could stand to have a few Christmas cookies, I think. He's still pretty lean, and I'm sure a little illness there didn't help that.
But he did comment. He said, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we had to play Mount Zion again if we make the championship game. Schilling got around his man up top, took it all the way to the low blocks. And sometimes the streaks get beat out high like that, and Schilling took advantage of it. Sterling with its biggest lead now at 20-16. 3:15 to go in the half. JB, right side Alex. Skip pass left side Dre. Hasn't scored
there
yet.
Go.
Good feed, wide open Derry with a dunk in from the left side.
Good look by Dre as he found Derry, and Cohen knows what to do with it when he gets it right there.
Just that little head and shoulder fake by Dre as if he was going to square up for the three, was able to loosen up the defense, and he found Derry wide open cutting in from the left side. Schilling around a screen from Austin. The kick out to Claver, now gives it right back to Schilling. The lane is open. He gets around Dre again, drives in, and a foul on the floor. Boy, you could see that one developing, couldn't you? From our position right here on the right, there was a ton of space on the inside, and as Dre flashed out to defend him, Schilling just used Dre's momentum to go around him. And the second foul of the game on Egyptiaco puts Schilling back at the line.
And I can see why Schilling is a team leader for Sterling, because he's very quick, confident. And that first step, though, as he went down that lane and then went up, he's got good hops, and he's a very, very good ball player. Just another junior. This team's going to be pretty tough next year.
Yeah, he's been playing since he was a freshman on the varsity level. And I can remember Steve Cheeseman and I seeing him 2 years ago and thinking, holy cow, this kid's already good. What's he going to be like in two and three more years? Well, we're 2 years down the road, and he's one of the leading scorers in the conference, better than 18 a game. And he makes one of two free throws for his eighth point of the game here. Sterling by three, streaks with the ball. Steck, bad pass, and Schilling intercepts it. Got it away from Derry, lays it up at the other end, even despite Derry slapping the backboard. And now it's a five-point Sterling lead.
That's a hard layup because he's going in there so fast, and he's got his eye on, like you said, on Derry to make sure he doesn't block it from behind.
Steck misses a three from the right corner. Austin blocks out Dortch chasing down the rebound, and Sterling building the lead now. And a tip in the backcourt, knocked out of bounds. Is it a turnover? Everybody's coming back.
I think so.
And they did. So good job by Carl to force that turnover. So the Streaks are going to get it on their end of the court. Streaks may really need that one here with the momentum swinging clearly back to Sterling. The three on the inbound by Babers missed. And the rebound on the weak side, Billings, for Sterling. Now a three by Austin. Can he do it again? In and out. That was halfway down. Now Babers gets tangled up with Claver, or rather Kelly, and yanks the rebound away. And the officials call the tie-up, and it'll be Galesburg's ball.
That was a break, because that thing did everything but go into the net.
Sure did.
Three-pointer.
After the Streaks had an opportunity at the other end, came up empty. It could have been an eight-point lead. Instead, it's five, and the Streaks have the ball. Derry at the free throw line, minute 40 to go for the half. Into the lane, cut off, kicks it out to Alex. Dribbles to the right side, down the right side of the lane. The kick out to Steck, now back up top to Babers. Steps inside the arc, here comes a double team. Babers trying to dribble out of it, finds an open Steck on the right wing. Hits a three. That's
big
a big
shot.
One.
Yep.
So it goes from a potential eight-point Sterling lead down to two now at 23-21 with a minute 15 to go for the half. Schilling, mismatch on Dortch, goes around him in the lane, feeds it over to Austin. Streaks strip it away. Good anticipation by Galesburg defensively. Steck into the front court. Now back up top, Babers. Down the middle of the lane. Floats it up with the right hand. In and out. Dortch with a rebound. Put back, and that's a big one for Carl. We're tied. What a turnaround.
Yeah, within less than a minute. Just good action, and the Streaks able to attack the basket a couple of times here and get this thing knotted up just before halftime. 45 seconds. Sterling not in any hurry right now. They may go for a last shot here.
So third tie of the quarter already. Fourth for the game. With 35 seconds to play. Knotted up at 23. Again, we were that close to being down 8, 26-18, and suddenly tied at 23 after that three by Austin. As we talked about, did everything but drop through the bottom of the net. Up top, Claver, guarded by Steck. Little back and forth dribble. Out by the volleyball line. Now tries to get around him. Gets the left arm out there to help clear some space. Down to 12 seconds to go. Now back into the hands of Schilling. He's the playmaker. He's the guy they want to have it. He gives it up to Claver. Watch Schilling roam the court on the outside. Austin steals a glance at the clock. Gives it to Schilling. He's going to shoot the 25-footer. It's off the back of the rim.
That's not the shot they wanted in the half.
No, good defense by the Streaks to hold Sterling at the end. And we go to the locker rooms tied at 23. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, team numbers, individual scoring, and a word with the coaching staff. This game turned out to be everything we anticipated it would be. Tied at 23 at halftime on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum for WGIL. Register now for the Regional Office of Education's webinar, Toddlers and Technology, the Tablet Baby Generation, on Wednesday, January 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. Learn how to protect small children from harmful content and get guidance on kid-friendly media. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks and Sterling, no surprises here, tied at 23 at the half in the semifinal game of the championship bracket at Taterville. Brad Benowitz here, Jim Lee filling in for Jeremy Pickrell. Ryan Prescott, our broadcast engineer, and certainly not at all a surprise in how this game has turned out. Galesburg had its biggest lead of the game, biggest lead for either team at 8 back in the first quarter at 10-2 and 12-4. Then Sterling went on a little bit of a run, and the Warriors got up 5 at 23-18. And that three-pointer that we talked about almost went down for Austin. Could have made it 8. Instead, the Streaks scored the last 5 points, end up tying this game at halftime, and I think it's just going to be more of the same the rest of the way. It's just it's going to be a battle, and it's always fun when these two teams together. But we know if the Streaks are going to win it, they're going to really have to grind it out, and they're doing it again here today.
Yeah, and you know, if there is a tendency to think, well, maybe one team will pull away, that first half I think was indicative of the fact that it's pretty hard to do it because the Streaks were up 8 points early, and you think, well, maybe this is just going to be their day. Well, that got erased pretty quickly. And then, as we said, they were up 5, had a chance to go up 8, and had a three-pointer do everything but go in. And the next thing you know, we get a couple of buckets, get a turnover, and here we are tied at halftime. So it seems like punch-counterpunch for Galesburg-Sterling, as it has been almost every time they've played in the last 4 or 5 years.
So let's take a look at the team stats. I'm guessing these are probably going to look pretty darn even, too, I would think.
Sure, they do. 9 of 24 for the Golden Warriors from the field, 37%. Silver Streaks, 8 out of 25, 32%. Well, these numbers aren't going to win you a lot of games, but again, when you're playing, especially against Sterling, they're not a team that wants to play games in the 70s, although they did one yesterday with Dunlap, and that one they lost 75-71. Silver Streaks love to play in the 70s. They average in the 70s. Last night, though, only 53 in that hard-fought win over Taylorville. Rest of the stats, rebounding edge to Galesburg is usually the case this year. 18-13 on the boards right now at halftime. Turnovers, Galesburg with 8 and Sterling with 6.
Free throw shooting, Warriors 2 out of 4, Streaks 4 out of 4. We'll take a break, look at the individual scoring, come back, talk with the coaching staff as well. Streaks and Sterling tied at 23 at the half at Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out Menards West Burlington Self-Storage Facility. Menards Self-Storage, located next to the West Burlington Menards store, offers the most convenient and secure self-storage in the area. This facility features 24/7 access, video surveillance, and on-site management. Menards has climate-controlled units and warehouse units at the best prices in the area. Units are going quickly, so reserve yours now at MenardsSelfStorage.com.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this reminder. If you or your family are in need, St. Vincent de Paul weekly food distribution happens every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Curbside service is provided, and while you don't need to call ahead, it will speed up the process. Learn more on the area events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly cloudy today, some scattered snow this afternoon, high of 30. A 50-50 chance for snow tonight, overnight low 24. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 38 to low of 28 tomorrow night. And the outlook for Friday, partly sunny with a high of 46. It's 39 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Taylorville. Assistant coach Mark Harden joins us now. Coach, good to talk to you again. Yeah. Sorry you got bumped from the pregame spot.
Oh, no, I'm happy. I'm ready.
Yeah, and again, great job handling this team with Chad being gone,
thank
too.
You.
So back in this familiar spot, what's the adjustment here at halftime? We got to make some room against these guys.
We actually, defensively, we haven't been that bad, but we've given them some easy backdoor cuts that they scored on, which has been a problem the whole tournament. So we have to focus on stopping the cuts. And on the offensive end, we have to move the ball a little bit better, make sure that we're getting the ball, you know, one more pass, getting that extra pass to get an open shot.
How does our defense change from the first time we saw them? Because Austin has been more involved offensively, especially shooting the ball from outside. We didn't see that when we played him the first time. What does that do? And I know Chad knew that coming in. Yeah. So how does that change how we did them the first time?
Well, it extends their offense and makes us extend as a defense. So, of course, they're getting better driving lanes. They're cutting from it. And, you know, it's helping them actually get some easy shots down low. So something that we have to focus on and try and look out for in the second half.
All right. Then let you get back across courtside. We got about a minute left. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Assistant coach Mark Harden joining us here at the half, tied at 23 with the Sterling Golden Warriors. Let's take a look at the individual stats. J.P. Schilling leading all scorers with 10 for the Warriors. Lucas Austin, that big guy shooting threes out there, has 6. Kyle Billings, 3. Tyree Kelly and Andre Claver with 2. Carter Chance played briefly, did not score for Sterling. For the Streaks, Cohen Derry leads away with 8. Easton Steck, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Jeremiah Babers, 5 points. And then we go down to Alex Egyptiaku with 2. Ian Dominique, Dre Egyptiaku have not scored. Carl Dorch has 2 for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg already back out on the floor. The starting 5 there, ready to go. And Sterling will send out Austin, Claver, Schilling. Oh, they're going to start Carter Chance. Not Billings. And who did I overlook? Kelly? Did I mention Kelly?
Yeah, Tyree Kelly, yeah.
All right, so on the inbound into the backcourt, Schilling rather has to chase it all the way down to the end line. And the Warriors have it to start the second half. Tie ball game. We've had three lead changes, four ties in this game. Schilling fakes on the right wing. Steck has him. Of course, Easton has become the go-to guy defensively against their offensive star every time, no matter who we play. Lucas Austin with a turnaround jumper from the baseline, and Sterling strikes first.
He can really be a weapon. If he can hit that turnaround baseline shot like that and then go out and hit threes, and with that big body inside, he's tough to defend.
Cohen trying to post up down low, but guarded well by Kelly. Now gets it back, actually against Claver. Turnaround jumper, forced it up. He took it right at Andre Claver. It's 6'2", a sophomore. That's a senior against a sophomore down low, trying to take advantage of the size. And Cohen will get a couple of free throws here. I'll tell you, just nothing comes easy against these guys. Not a possession. Doesn't matter who's got the ball, where they are on the floor. Sterling just defends everything. And Cohen misses the first free throw. The one thing they can't defend.
Yeah, and I think, again, it's an extension of their coach, Ryan Vasquez, who that, you know. That, and Sterling is one of those teams, I won't say they're like Lincoln, that we talk about, that just plays these real grinded-out games. But historically, they're a team that does have defense come first. But unless they've got just some superstars offensively, they're going to play a lot of those games in the late 30s, 40s, 50s.
Jumper up top by Claver, got open, and the lefty sinks it. And Sterling hits its first two shots to start the second half. Back up by four now at 28-24. Right side, Babers down the right side. Scoops it, got the inside of Austin, but he couldn't get it up over the rim. Alex with the offensive rebound. Now out to Dre, who drives in, cut off there, pulls it back out. Babers right of the arc, shoots the three and hits. And got a big answer there.
And a big offensive rebound that kept that possession alive.
By Alex.
And you know, Alex, I've noticed he knows his limitations in there. You know, he didn't try and just put that ball back up because he's in the tall trees, and as athletic as he is, he's still going to get that shot off, so he kicked it out.
Schilling misses a jumper. Did you see the screen Austin set on Easton Stack on that one?
That's a big strong screen there.
Yeah, freed up Schilling for the shot, but he missed it. Streaks with a rebound. Alex inside, cut off, kicks it out. Now Dre drives down the lane, tries to leave it off, deflects off Derry. Now Dre chasing it down on the far side, has to throw it back in, and the Streaks now have numbers. Alex cutting in, the kick out to Babers. And they still can't get off an easy shot. Now Dre will shoot from the wing. Weak side rebound, Cohen up and in.
What? You know, Babers really saved that possession, though, because if he doesn't go up high to get that ball, Schilling's going to take it and head the other way.
Yep.
He was right there, and Babers, even though he didn't get the points, kept it alive, and then eventually we get the putback by Cohen.
And we've seen loose ball foul called on that kind of play in other circumstances, but the officials let it go. Here's a bounce pass on the give-and-go through the hands of Austin. Nice idea, well executed by Claver on the bounce pass, but it just went right off Austin's hands, and the Streaks with a one-point lead now try to build on it 2.5 minutes into the half. So we've had our first lead change of the second half. Galesburg with the ball up one. Alex, the kick out to Dre. Passes up, now shoots the three. Hits the front of the rim under the basket. Kelly balancing the end line, trying not to fall out of bounds, saves it for the Warriors. To the right side, Claver gives off to Schilling, trying to get around Dre, pulls it back up top, and nobody came out to guard him. He shoots and hits from the top of the arc.
Yeah, you give him time to measure that one, he's going to make more than he misses.
Sterling back on top, 31-29. 13 in the game for J.P. Schilling. Dre feeds it inside to Cohen. Inside of his man again, drop step to the low blocks, up and in. Ties it at 31.
Well, since they worked up a good sweat in that first half, both of these teams feeling more loose and playing much better on the offensive end. Each team shooting well over 50% in this
long
quarter.
Long three by Claver from the outside. Wow. Drains it. He's got two threes in the quarter.
They're 4 of 5 from the field, including 3 three-pointers. Streaks are 3 out of 6 from the field.
Their two games yesterday, they hit 10 in each game. They have 6 in this game here. Derry forces one up from the baseline and a foul called. Much to the chagrin of Tyree Kelly, who came out shocked, eyes as big as dinner plates.
Holding his head. I don't know if he was shocked that he got called or was mad at himself for the foul, but either way, we're going to see Cohen to go to the line for a couple of more here.
official was in front of me. I saw the whistle. I had no idea what was going on. You had a better look at it than I did, just to my right, as Cohen shoots and hits the first free throw. He's already got 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. 34-32, streaks down 2. Silver Streaks girls play Olney later today. Third place game at Mattoon. That's a 6 o'clock start. Cohen short arm to the second free throw. And Chance the rebound for Sterling. Warriors with the ball up 2 as we approach the halfway point of quarter number 3. Schilling left of the arc, guarded by Steck, trying to get around him, gets to the low blocks, forces it up with his body fading away from the basket, banked it in.
All you can see is wow after that one.
Back to a 4-point Sterling lead, 5 in the quarter, 15 for the game for J.P. Schilling. Streaks trying to fire it to the inside, quick hands by Chance, knocking it out of bounds. Ian Dominique back in for the Streaks. We're going to take the mask timeout. Yep, we're past the 4-minute mark. 3:53 to play third quarter. Sterling by 2. Streaks ball when we come back from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Sterling 5 out of 6 from the field to start the second half, including 3 out of 3 from three-point range. They put up 13 quick points after scoring just 23 in the first half. And they have a 4-point lead over the Silver Streaks as we are in the mask timeout.
Fellow that we may be talking to before a game tonight, Eddie Matthews with Dunlap, just walked by and said hi. And at this point, as we said, who knows what team's going to be where going into tonight, with Dunlap playing Mount Zion in a game that's a complete toss-up as well.
Dunlap is shorthanded. They're without their starting point guard and their head coach, among a couple of other players. On the inbound, Dominique, but he passes up the 3. Bounce pass to the inside. Easton gives off to Alex right under the basket with a reverse left-hand layup.
Nice to be able to go up and under with the left, because I don't think he would have got that shot off from the right side, but he's so comfortable going up with the left. Made that look easy.
Streaks actually passed up a couple of decent shots to get the better look to Alex under the basket. Now Steck covering up, feeds it to Billings down the lane, and the reach-in foul called on Dominique, guarding him step for step down the lane, his first foul. And the first team foul on the Streaks in the second half, 36-34. Galesburg down 2, Sterling with the ball, 3:31 to play for the third quarter. Carter Chance will inbound. The lanky 6'2 sophomore left of the backboard, looking over, finding it on the inbound to Billings, and then Alex reaches in, pokes it out of his hands out of the sideline. Warriors will inbound in front of their bench. Steck will guard the inbound for Billings. Chance roaming around left to right. They'll bounce it up top to Lucas Austin, guarded by Derry. Dominique guarding Billings, roaming the perimeter. Alex guarding Tyree Kelly. Down the lane, Billings faked the pass, pulled up on the shot, but missed it. Babers, his fourth rebound. Alex right side in front of us. Gives it into the corner. Dominique finds Babers. Passes up the mid-range jumper. Gets it down low to Derry. The kick out. Now Steck driving in from the left side. Pulls up there. Back up top. Babers. Free throw line. Now the kick out. Steck will shoot the 3. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Sterling. Alex creates a loose ball. Billings controls for the Warriors. Scramble for the ball. Streaks had a chance at it, but Sterling controlled. Under 3 minutes to play. Third quarter. 2-point Warrior lead. Billings, screen out high. Down the left side of the lane all the way. Layup rolls off. Derry got the rebound. Schilling stripped it away from him. Now back up top. Austin into a 3. In and out. Rebound Babers. Streaks dodged a couple of bullets there. Hard to believe Schilling just missed that runner layup on the left side.
And it rolled around the rim, but it just wouldn't fall in.
Dominique for 3. Hits it from the left wing. And now the Streaks are back on top, 37-36, and a timeout by Sterling. Couple of times in this game, Sterling has had some shots that you think
yep.
we're just going to go down, and they didn't. And the Streaks came back and got a big basket on the other end to swing the momentum.
That's right. They were up four at 36-32 and had several opportunities to extend it and couldn't get them down. They've missed their last three after making five of their first six from the field here in this quarter. And, you know, we've said it before the game and all game long, just about the time you think, yeah, maybe one team gets the upper hand, you know the other team's going to come roaring back, and that's what happens here in the third quarter with Galesburg up a point after being behind for the lion's share of this third quarter.
Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Taylorville in a 2020 Nissan Kicks. A little over 16,500 miles on it. Compact SUV, bright burnt orange color. Good drive, good handling, and good pickup speed as well. We appreciate the folks at Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Taylorville as the Streaks benefit from an offensive foul. Tyree Kelly away from the ball, working against Ian Dominique. It's only the eighth turnover of the game on Sterling. And the Streaks up one with the ball back. Now Kelly's going to sit down, showing some frustration. Carl Dortch back into the game for the Streaks. Carter Chance checks back in. Derry, Andrea Gypsiaco on the bench for the Streaks right now. Alex, Steck, and Babers on the floor with Dominique and Carl Dortch. Feed into the lane. Alex, the kick out. Babers passed up the three, gives it back to Alex in the lane. Juggled it briefly, drives right side up and in with a scoop. Alex didn't take a shot the entire first half. He's got two baskets here in the third quarter, and the Streaks lead is three.
I wasn't sure he didn't get away with a double dribble that time, but maybe the first time it was just when he was getting possession.
Batted away by Dortch at the other end. Ninth Sterling turnover. Steck to Babers, and then the pass deflected as he thought about getting it to Dortch. Streaks give it right back. Missed an opportunity there to build on a three-point lead. Schilling across midcourt, working around the screen. Now reverses left. There's the defensive switch with Dortch on top of him, but the long, lanky arms force Schilling to give it up. Billings, the drive out to Austin. Steps the three into the right side. Missed it. Dortch up high. Good job to hang on to that rebound. Austin hit his first two threes. He's now missed the last three. Galesburg by three with the ball. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Steck right wing. Steps to the right. He was open. Passed it up. Left side, Dominique is open. He passed it up also. Inside to Alex. Free throw line. Dribbles it a couple of times. Pulls it back out to Babers. Around his man. Down the lane. Up with the right hand. Rolls it through. Galesburg by five. 41-36. They've scored nine in a row.
The defense was overloading a little bit, I think, over towards Dominique that time, and Babers recognized it and just took it down the right side of the lane.
40 seconds to go, third quarter. Offside Chance, guarded by Alex Gypsiaco. They go inside, the catch and the drive by Claver, who finishes it off. He's got eight in the quarter, 10 for the game. Three-point Galesburg lead, 41-38, final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Derry and Dre got a good rest here at the end of the third quarter. Babers pressed out high along the midcourt line. Now the defense backs off again. Screen set out high by Carl. Now Babers picks up his dribble with nine and a timeout called by Chad Thompson, as that was not looking good with time starting to run out.
Yeah, when I heard that whistle, I thought they'd called a quick five count on that, but great recognition by Chad to say, yep, at the three or four count, I'm going to get this timeout.
41-38 Streaks. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Again, one more game tonight for the Galesburg boys. They'll play either for third place at 6:30. I'm sorry, at 7. Or for the championship at 8:30. There's one more semifinal game to come up after this one. That's Dunlap against Mount Zion. Dunlap ended up being the top seed in the other pool by virtue of its four-point win over Sterling in the second session yesterday. Galesburg's the top seed in their pool, the purple pool. And let's see what Chad Thompson has drawn up coming out of the timeout. 8.4 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks with the ball, up three. Inbound, Alex to Babers. Down the right side. Jeremiah draws a triple team, lobs it to Derry, tipped up off the iron and out of bounds. 7/10 of a second to go. So the Streaks have enough time to actually inbound catch and shoot, or maybe just tip with 7/10 of a second to go. Alex will pull the trigger right of the backboard. Lobs it in. JB with the catch and the shoot. And off the front of the rim. That's how the third quarter ends. 41-38 Galesburg over Sterling after three at Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care. Care for people, not just eyes.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
At Taylorville, Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee, filling in for Jeremy Pickrell. Jim, glad you came. It's been a good one.
Yeah, as we knew it would be. And whoever we play tonight, whenever, will be another good one.
Streaks with the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading by three, 41-38.
There are no powerhouses down here this year. There are no real superstar players, but there's a lot of good teams and good players, and it just makes for a balanced tournament.
Dominique open three on the left side. A little bit strong. Tyree Kelly with a weak side rebound. Every missed shot feels like such a missed opportunity in this game, and a foul at the other end with Austin driving in from the right side. A lot of traffic over there. I think they're going to get... Oh, they're going to get Dominique on the foul. Okay, that's his second. Only the second team foul on the streaks. Only three on Sterling. So, again, not a traditional Western Big Six Conference game in that aspect either. Five team fouls total here in the second half. On the inbound, they find Schilling, guarded by Alex, working around a screen, pulls up, left high post, airballed it. Under the basket, Austin somehow controls the rebound, turns, misses from the baseline, and Carl Dortch controls the rebound. Cohen into the front court. Free throw line. Shoots and scores.
Great individual effort by Cohen Derry that time, fading to his left. You don't usually see a big guy shoot off balance like that and make it, but he did.
Streaks by five, 43-38. Deflected in the backcourt. Carl giving chase, diving. Now Alex gets it, and the Streaks get the turnover. Dominique down to Derry. Tries to go reverse layup, and the ball knocked out of his hands along the baseline. And Chad Thompson loves the effort with the big, lanky 6'5 Carl Dortch sprawling out on the floor with that ball deflected into the backcourt.
He absolutely wins the hustle play of the game on that one. When he poked that away, I thought, well, that's nice to poke it away, but he'll never get there. He did, and slid on the floor, got it to Egyptiaco, who also slid quite a ways and kicked it back and now misses a shot from the corner.
Tyree Kelly again with the weak side rebound after the missed three. Sterling's gone a little cold here late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. Galesburg has built a modest five-point lead here. Their biggest lead of the game was eight. Back in the first quarter, 6:35 to play.
Which probably means Sterling is due to hit three or four shots in a row here and tie this thing up or take the lead. That's the way this game has gone.
Sterling gets around Dortch, feeds it through the baseline out to Claver, who picks up the dribble and gives it back to Schilling, who pulls it back up top. Alex trailing in the whole way defensively as the Streaks stick with a man defense. Derry waiting down low. Schilling on the inside pulls it back out up top to Claver. Claver trying to work against JB. Leans in on Babers. Whoa. Blocked by Derry. Woo. Off the backboard. Back to him.
What a play.
Six rebounds in the game for Cohen. Streaks with a five-point lead and the ball. Great under 6 minutes to go.
Great recognition as he comes off his man. He just sees what's going on and anticipates the shot, and he timed that perfectly in a spectacular block.
Babers on the dribble out at half court. Right side to Dre. Now back up top. Streaks going to run some clock here. Looking over the Sterling defense and now force them to come out. Dre with it right in front of us here. Off the right side. Works his way to the wing. Pulls it back out. And as long as Sterling wants to stand around and just look, Streaks are going to take some time. Alex at the high post. Had Derry cutting backdoor. Now Alex drives. Kicks it out to Dre. And the Streaks will run some more patient ball here. Derry puts the ball on the floor. Dribbling into traffic. And a reach-in foul called on Sterling. Moving in the direction of the basket, that should not be a shooting foul, though. That's only the fourth team foul on the Warriors. 5:16 to play in the game. The whistle on J.P. Schilling, his second.
You mentioned if this is a Western Big Six game, you're not going to have 4 and 2 fouls in the fourth quarter. They just call everything more loosely down here, and it's been good because I haven't seen any games get out of hand. But they let them play physically, and I don't think anybody's fouled out of any game we've seen at all, which is unusual. Not just our games, but the ones on either side of our games. It just doesn't seem like there's been many players have much foul trouble in this whole tournament.
Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Streaks have run a minute off the clock on this possession. There's a left side passing up the three. Derry steps inside, shoots 16-footer. Tipped up behind the backboard. Carl Dortch scrambling for it. And now we got a whistle. Are we going to call a foul on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A little reach in on Carl, I guess. Carl was just battling for the ball.
Couldn't ask for a better shot than what we had there as Derry dribbles inside. I don't know, probably what, 10, 12 feet on the left side of the basket. Just didn't quite get it down.
43-38. Steck will check back into the game for the Streaks at the next opportunity. Schilling across midcourt for Sterling, working his way to the left elbow. Austin sets a screen, now reverses back with a pass to Andre Claver. Claver, a sophomore, tries a crossover dribble on Babers. The kick out to Schilling. Kelly waiting in the right corner. Austin down low, guarded by Dortch. Now up top it goes to Claver. 4:20 to go in the game. Streaks by 5. Claver, Austin comes out for it. Right wing, 17-footer, swish. That was a big basket for Sterling. They needed that one.
Yeah, I thought Dortch had done a great job in forcing him to stay out. You know, he was trying to get position down low, couldn't get it. Well, he finally gets the ball halfway up the lane and then turns and has that great touch and swished it.
Dre drives in from the right side to the basket, missed it. And there's an over and back over the back foul called on Carl. So you said it earlier in the broadcast, Jim. Hadn't seen one of those all game. Well, the Streaks just got called for one there. Dre with a nice dribble in from the right side to attack the basket. I've got him 0 for 6 from the field in this game.
Well, from when it was 43-38, we had several chances to add to that lead. Haven't done it. Now it's 43-40. Sterling's got the ball, and here we go again.
Officials timeout for the mask break. 3:57 to play in the game. Streaks by 3. Sterling ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Taylorville, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee, Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. 43-40, the Galesburg lead. As much as the action has been here in the fourth quarter, and you know, time of possession, if we kept track of that at basketball, would clearly favor Galesburg in this fourth quarter, yet they only have 2 points to show for it. And lead by 3 coming out of the mask timeout, 43-40. Sterling will have the ball. Steck back in for the Streaks, the Egyptiaco brothers, Cohen Derry, Jeremiah Babers. For the Warriors, Schilling, Claver, Austin, Kelly, and Kyle Billings.
Well, I didn't mind. Some might question, we took the air out of the ball a little bit there, that one possession when we were up 5. But, you know, anytime you can shorten a game and you're up against a good team, I don't have a problem with that. And we did get a good shot out of that possession when Derry had the short miss. But other than that, the tempo stayed pretty much the same throughout the game.
Schilling into the right corner. Billings, who can shoot the three, pulls up inside the arc and hits the mid-range jumper. That's only his third shot attempt of the game in his second basket. 1 point Galesburg lead, 43-42. It was 5. It's back down to 1. Dre and Alex on the left side. A little back and forth between the twins. Dre, volleyball line, into Steck. Down the right side of the lane, scoops it off to Derry. Steps back, shoots the three, off the mark. Rebound Austin. Sterling with a chance to regain the lead. Approaching the 3-minute mark with Schilling into the front court of the volleyball line. Babers will pick him up. Fading to the right side. Now up top to Billings. Little weave out high. Gives it off and backing it up. Claver with the dribble toward the midcourt circle. 2:50 to go in the game. Schilling with the ball now. Front end of the Sterling bench looking over the floor. Up top, Austin. Steck guarding him. A little defensive switch there from earlier in the game. Gives off to Schilling with Babers guarding him. Schilling between the legs of the dribble. Picks it up on the right wing. Into the corner, Austin. Puts the ball on the floor. Three, four dribbles. Now picks it up. Good defense by Steck. The kick out. Schilling got free. Short on the three-pointer, though. Steck with the rebound. Out with it. And stops short of half court. And into the hands of Babers, who gets it across midcourt. 2:20 to go in the game. Alex, down the left side. A hesitation up with the left hand.
As soon as I saw him move that way, I thought, don't stop. Go all the way in, and he took it to the rack and got it down.
Three-point Gelsberg lead, approaching the two-minute mark in the game, and a timeout by Sterling. 45-42 streaks. Sterling, a full timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well. 2:06 to play in the game. Gelsberg by three from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:06 to go in the game here at Taylorville. Looks like we're going right down to the wire yet again between the Silver Streaks and the Golden Warriors. Still at... I didn't count the lead changes in the second quarter. Well, there's only one of them. Yeah, just one lead change there. So we've had five lead changes in the game, five ties. Most importantly right now, streaks by three. 45-42, approaching 2 minutes to play in the game. Sterling ball coming out of the timeout. Kelly, left side Billings. Don't give him any room to shoot. Now it'll be Oscar. Well, don't give him any room to shoot either. Well, here's Schilling. Don't give him any room to shoot. He's at the volleyball line.
Don't let him penetrate.
He tries to. The streaks cut him off. Now up top, Austin. Steck gets out on him defensively. They've run it down to a minute 40 to go in the game. Now to the right side, defensive switch. Schilling working against Dre now after a screen up top. Claver shoots and hits the three, and we're tied.
Claver's feeling it all of a sudden.
And a timeout on the floor with a minute 35 to go in the game. Sterling call that one? Yep, Sterling timeout. With a minute 35 to go, and you talk about it, Jim. Claver's hit three three-pointers in the second half, 4 out of 5 from the field in these final two quarters. 11 points for the half, 13 for the game.
Well, and when they get the ball back, do you go with the hot hand? I would think that they probably would. I mean, they've certainly got other weapons with Schilling being their leading scorer and the big kid Lucas Austin. But when you got a guy like Claver feeling it like that, you probably want to feed him. Well, let's hope the streaks are ahead next time Sterling gets the ball. Gelsberg has the ball now. Full length of the court to go. 1:35 left. Doesn't look like Sterling will bring any pressure here.
They'll wait in the half court. As the streaks get it across midcourt with Babers in the dribble. Right side step. Derry and the twins out there, the five starters for the streaks for the final 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. Babers to the right wing. Streaks have been in this position a lot and have already been in this position against Sterling during the regular season. Volleyball line, Dre with a crossover dribble. Left side, Alex on the wing. Who will it be at crunch time in this game here today? Dre trying to back his way in, and an offensive foul call. Lean the shoulder. Billings was waiting for it. And that's the third foul of the game on Dre and the 11th Gelsberg turnover, only their first of the fourth quarter, and it comes at a bad time with a minute 5 to play.
Yeah, and defensively, Sterling sold it really well, and Dre not only leaned in, he used the elbow a little bit too, and so it was a pretty obvious charging call there. So now Sterling, under a minute to go, a chance to take the lead.
It would be the sixth lead change of the game if they can get it here. Backing up, now driving in from the right side. Claver bumped by JB, heading to the basket. I'm going to call that a shooting foul. He was on his way to the basket. It wasn't really in the act of shooting, but I think they're going to give him two free throws here. 48 seconds to play. Babers with his second foul. And the sixth Galesburg team foul, Claver to the line. He's been the offensive star here in the second half for Sterling, but he misses the first free throw.
Yeah, when he fell, he hurt his shoulder a little bit. He came up trying to get it back into position, and that first free throw looked like it. He's a left-hander, and it barely got the front of the rim.
Only the sixth free throw attempt of the game for Sterling coming right here. Of a tie game, 48.3 seconds to go. Second one looked much better, and Sterling regains the lead at 46-45. Babers across midcourt. Top of the arc, Alex, and now a timeout called by the Streaks with 40 seconds to go. And this will be still waiting for the indication. Still waiting for the indicator. There it is, a full timeout. 40 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout as well. Galesburg ball down one when we come back from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
46-45 Sterling. 40 seconds to go here at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee alongside courtside for the semifinal game in the championship bracket. The winner to the championship game at 8:30 tonight. The one who comes up short in this Western Big Six Conference battle plays in the third place game at 7 o'clock. Still 40 seconds to determine that, and maybe more at the rate this one is going. Alex, Babers, Dre, Steck, Derry for the Silver Streaks coming out of the timeout. Alex just right at the top of the arc, puts the ball on the floor, backs his way in, draws a double team, feeds it to Derry down the lane, gets it up under the basket and in, and the Streaks regain the lead. 47-46 and another timeout.
Taken by the Streaks. And a little nervous moment there, too. Our ball handling was a little shaky twice,
yes.
But somehow we still got the thing down where it needed to be, and Derry did his job, put it up and in.
You're talking about getting the ball to Alex just off the right side of the arc. He just kind of juggled it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to back his way in, immediately drew the double team, looked like maybe he was going to lose it there, mm-hmm. And then he bounced it to Derry, cutting down the left side of the lane. It was a well-drawn-up play. It looked like Derry mishandled it a little bit, but he recovered. And then it looked like he was almost too far under the basket, but those long arms were able to reach back and bank it up and in. He now has 10 and a half, 18 for the game, and the Streaks lead 47-46 with 24.4 seconds to go. And the Streaks called that 30-second timeout, so let's see what they want to do defensively here.
See if the Streaks...
They will not guard the man inbounding the ball. Go ahead, Jim.
Penchant for winning a lot of close games this year will continue here, or whether it will come to an end.
Claver into Schilling. 20 seconds to go. Sterling likely will hold for the last shot to win the game. Up top, ooh. Austin. Ooh. Torch nearly dragged it away, and then Alex got it again at half court. Now Schilling with it, 11 seconds to go. Drives in from the right side. Streaks give chase. Misses the runner. Weak side rebound up and in by Kelly. 5 seconds to go. Sterling regains the lead on the offensive rebound. And Galesburg calls timeout to set up the length of the court play with 5 seconds to go.
Now, Streaks went to try and draw the charge that time. No call. I don't think the officials wanted to make that call in that situation where it's touch and go. And then the weak side putback. Unfortunately, just 5 seconds. He got to go the length of the court here. You know, I watched some of those NBA games, and it's not a big deal. 5 seconds is forever because they take the ball out at half court. But in at this level, to get that thing up and get a good shot in 5 seconds, you have to take sometimes some risks or just have somebody that you're comfortable with that can dribble it up in a hurry. So not a lot of time to work with. Chad will see what he can draw up, see if the Streaks can execute it here. Maybe Sterling commits a foul. They could, because they have only four team fouls.
Correct.
So that's
right.
You could see a foul here very quickly on the inbounds. In fact, that would probably be the smart move on their part.
And then force the Streaks to do it again.
Yeah.
And just
whittle the time away.
Whittle that 5 seconds away. They will not guard Steck on the inbound. So the Streaks will have to take it the length of the court here with 5 seconds to go. Steck looking, gets it into Derry up top and immediately calls timeout. So the Streaks advance it about 20 feet and take a second off the clock. Down to 4 seconds to go. And they'll reset. Well, Sterling didn't make that easy just to even get it to that point. Now they'll have to take it about three-quarters the length of the court.
Yeah, I'm not sure that gained us much, but in the situation, there really wasn't anybody to go to, and so you take what you can get. I guess it would be the equivalent of, you know, in the NFL or in football, you're trying to get the thing down the field, and the defense is going to give you a 5 or 6 yard out on the sideline. You take it and stop the clock and regroup.
You're second and 15, so let's get six of it or seven of
right,
it back.
Right.
And try to go for it on 3rd and 8 instead of 3rd and 15. So here in the fourth quarter, Galesburg had a 41-38 lead to start the quarter. And we talked about had that 5-point lead early on in the fourth and seemed to miss some opportunities to extend the lead. Both teams had scored only 2 points when we hit the mask timeout at the 3:57 mark. So a combined 4 points. Since that time, we have one tie and 3 lead changes. And right now it's Sterling on top, 48-47, with 4 seconds to play. They'll send out Austin down in front of the basket. Kelly and Claver waiting at the high post, and Schilling and Billings waiting at midcourt. Steck will inbound to our left, near midcourt. Dominique in the game, along with Dre on the far side. Steck looking, coming out for it, Babers. Down to 2 seconds, left side, and a foul on Sterling. I believe. Stops the clock with 1.5 seconds to go. So there's taking advantage of the foul situation. Third foul of the game on J.P. Schilling, and now the Streaks call their final timeout with 1.5 seconds to go to set up this final play. You might remember there was 0.7 seconds to go, but the Streaks were inbounding from near the backboard at the end of the third quarter. Here they have 1.5 seconds, and they'll be inbounding from in front of the scoring table.
It'll be an interesting decision what you do because, you know, Sterling's got another foul to use, but the last thing they want to do is foul somebody in the act of shooting. That would be a disaster for them. So the Streaks not going to have much time to mess with the ball anyway. Do you just go ahead and try and set up sort of a lob to Derry or something and get him just basically doing a tip drill, in which case Sterling would be negated from being able to use their foul? Just some options here. In fact, it's interesting. The Streaks are out here ready to play and inbound. Sterling was still over there in the huddle. So they're, I think, defensively, Coach Vasquez reminding them of, you know, if they're, let's probably not use the foul if there's any chance it's in the act of shooting.
All right, Steck will inbound from right in front of us. Looking over the floor, 1.5 seconds left. They try to go backdoor to Cullen. Sterling knocks it loose, and that's the ball game. The Warriors will play for the Taylorville tournament title for the third time in the last 4 seasons, and Galesburg falls again in a battle between these two teams every single time, and it's the Warriors who win it 48-47. The Streaks' 9-game winning streak is over, and they'll play for third place tonight at 7 o'clock. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Earth date present day. Dave's Autobody repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator at vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwab Block.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Kids bouncing off the walls while they're home from school? Come to the Discovery Depot and let them have fun and be creative. This Thursday, they can make snow shooters from 10:30 to 1 p.m. free with the price of admission. Learn more about this and other things going on in the area on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly cloudy today, some scattered snow this afternoon, high of 30. A 50-50 chance for snow tonight, overnight low 24. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 38, to low of 28 tomorrow night. And the outlook for Friday, partly sunny with a high of 46. It's 39 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Disappointing loss for the Silver Streaks here at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you here in the postgame as Sterling outlasts Galesburg 48-47. Yeah, Galesburg had that 5-point lead early on in the fourth quarter. Just missed some opportunities there. And they end up falling in the end 48-47. And I don't know what else to say. This game was pretty much exactly like we thought it was going to be. I felt like we talked about it the whole game, and it just came down to the last play. And you know, Sterling's defense denied the Streaks that last shot that would have given him a chance.
I think these teams could play here. These teams could play in Galesburg, Sterling, a back alley somewhere in the town square, and it's always going to be a one-point game or something close to that. I mean, they're just so evenly matched. And the Streaks able to get the win up at Sterling earlier in the year, which, you know, you might say, well, that's the more important one. That's the Western Big Six win. But on the other hand, you love walking away with some first-place hardware, and this one prevents Galesburg from being able to do that.
The Streaks as the defending champions in this tournament 2 years ago will not defend, but they will play for third place. And once again, if it's not Taylorville at this tournament, it's Galesburg or Sterling that's coming away with the championships, and Sterling will play for it once again, and they'll play the winner of either Mount Zion or Dunlap. Of course, the Streaks get the loser of that game, and that's going to be a rematch one way or the other. Also, after the Streaks defeated Mount Zion yesterday and played Dunlap back at the Thanksgiving tournament.
Yeah, you'd almost prefer that Dunlap is our opponent just because we played Mount Zion yesterday, and
right.
I think Sterling would be in the same boat. Probably would rather play somebody new than... Maybe they're saying, well, we want revenge against Dunlap for that 4-point loss yesterday, but it's just nice to not play the same team twice in 2 days.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we've got team stats. We've got our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to talk about, and a word with head coach Chad Thompson when he comes out of the locker room, which may take a little bit. I don't know. Do we have team numbers added up?
Yep.
Maybe we could run through those.
Sure.
Okay, what do you got?
All right. As you would guess, in a 1-point back-and-forth game, everything on the stat sheet is going to bear that out. Sterling 19 of 45 from the field, 42%. Gelsberg, 18 of 45, 40%. So they even took the same amount of shots. A little bit of a rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks at 27-24. Turnovers, pretty much a dead heat. Gelsberg with 10, Sterling with 9. So everything about this game just is absolutely even, except for one thin point on the scoreboard and a putback with 5 seconds left gets Sterling the 48-47 win.
And it was a defensive battle, just as we anticipated it would be, so no one comes away with any huge offensive numbers to speak of. Sterling did put three players in double figures. In fact, it was all their starters who scored. J.P. Schilling finished with 15. Andre Claver was the offensive, if there was one, it was Claver, because he had 12 of his 14 points in the second half. He missed only one shot, and three for three from three-point range. And at times there, he was single-handedly keeping them in the game, although the Streaks weren't able to do much against Sterling's defense either, so really it was the defense that was the star for both of these teams here today. Lucas Austin finished with 10, Kyle Billings 5, Tyree Kelly with 4. For the Silver Streaks, Cohen Derry finished with 18, JB had 10, Alex Egyptiaco with 8, then we go to Easton Steck with 6, Ian Dominique 3, Carl Dortch 2, Andre Egyptiaco did not score. 48-47 the final, Sterling wins it. Post-game show continues from Taylorville up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
48-47 the final. Sterling outlasts the Silver Streaks. Gelsberg dropped to 13-2 on the season. Sterling is 9-5. They'll play for the championship tonight at 8:30. Silver Streaks will play at 7 tonight against either Mount Zion or Dunlap. Either game is going to be a rematch. Coach Chad Thompson making his way over to us now. And we'll catch up with the head coach here and find out his thoughts. Coach, feel like it's a broken record anytime we play these guys. It's just the same game every single time, and they got the better. This was a real defensive battle. Credit to their defense and to our defense, too, I thought.
Yeah, I thought both teams competed and played defense. We blew some assignments there at the end, let some guys get loose on back cuts. We knew Zero might not be their strongest shooter, but we let him get loose. We competed. We made some plays at the end. I really liked what we got. I mean, we didn't get the last shot like we wanted at the end. They guarded it well. But we executed some pretty good things at the end, too. But, you know, this is what happens when you take things for granted a little bit. And I thought our guys, we jumped on them early, and I thought, you know, we're feeling pretty good. So, again, same story. We thought we could blow it open. And honestly, I'm not sure we respected our opponent totally in that second quarter. And it ends up being a tie game. You had to hunt and claw, and their confidence grew. And we did some good things in the third quarter as well. But this is a game where we have a lot. This is the game that we have the most to learn from all year by a mile. I know it's a loss, and that's easy to say. But taking a game like this where it was low scoring, not totally our style, even though we are a defensive team, this is way lower scoring than us usually. We have a lot to learn from. And like you told our seniors, this feeling right now is awful to lose. You hate it. But at the same time, there's going to be a time where we might lose and you guys will never put that jersey on again. I would much rather have that feeling now, knowing we get to play at 7, than be on a Friday night in a regional championship and never put that jersey on again and feel this bad. So we told them, we come together now, we play again. A couple years ago, we were a really solid team. We left Taylorville. We won the tournament. We can't do that this year, but we left the tournament at 13-2. And that's the exact same boat we could be in. We could be in that exact same boat. So we got to come ready to play tonight. And we trust our guys and our confidence in them, and we'll get it right. We had a bad game. Some guys weren't locked in like they should be, but we'll bounce back.
did you feel like in the locker room the guys were a little stunned because they've been able to come through in a lot of tight games this year? And I think sometimes you have that confidence. You think we're somebody's going to make something happen. And then when all of a sudden you have that game where it doesn't, do the guys are a little shocked right now?
Absolutely. You know, they did have that little bit of shock, the locker room, like we. But, again, that shock is what you'd rather have now in December than later. It was one of those things like, yeah, guys, we've been on a good run, but we've lost this year before, and we can get beat again. We aren't invincible. So it's a good thing for them to feel that way as long as they process it the right way. If we come out slow tonight, we know we have a lot more work to do. If we come out like we should with our experience and the character of our guys, come out flying around playing hard, then we can look back in a week or so and be like, hey, you know what? We learned something from that, and it shouldn't happen again. So it is definitely tough. We've been able to make things happen, and I still didn't think our late game execution was bad. We used our timeouts well. The guys executed. We got the ball advanced like we wanted. We advanced it again like we wanted. The lob was there to Cohen. It got deflected. So, you know, they executed exactly what we wanted, and guys stepped up in different roles. I thought Carl Dortch was really good in the fourth quarter defensively. So
great hustle play down
still
there.
Still some big bright spots, but again, a game we have a lot to learn from because we can't just assume something good is going to happen every time. We got to go take it, and tonight Sterling took it from us instead of us taking it from them.
Felt like the early part of the fourth quarter was really a missed opportunity for us. We were up five. Carl's hustle play with Alex here in the backcourt to create the loose ball and get it back, but we just missed some opportunities. How much did you see from Sterling's defense was really throwing us off our game, and how much were we maybe just not quite clicking like we normally do?
It was a combination of both. I think Sterling did a really good job being patient. We're not a team that necessarily ever likes to stall. I'm a big advocate for the shot clock in high school basketball, actually, but we're not a team that likes to play away, and they kind of, even though they were down, they baited us into going so slow that we then, when we did shoot, they were bad shots. And that's a kudos to their defense. It's something we definitely got to get better because we're going to play them again. So, and we're going to see more zones. So, you know, tonight was the first night against zone all year where we stopped doing and attacking. We passed around, waited for kind of a seam to open, but then we didn't take a good shot because by that time, they had lulled us to sleep with their defense. It was a very good game plan by them in the fourth quarter. And, yeah, we made the hustle plays on defense, but then when it came time to play offense, we would revert back to that laziness, for lack of a better word, instead of just attacking and trying to grow the lead.
Well, you know, last night, Taylorville, we scored 53, which was low for us in that game. We had to kind of scramble in the fourth quarter even to get up to that mark. You know, again today against Sterling, you know, 40. So you're well below the season average two straight games. And so I'm guessing, as you said, you'd love to come out tonight and kind of reestablish that confidence offensively.
Absolutely. We got to come right out offensively, ready to go right away. We got to get these games going up and down. We've been a team that plays well in transition all year. We've also been a team that does a good job of playing fast in the half court. And I think these last two games, last night when I was watching and here tonight, we are going really slow in the half court right now, and that's not Galesburg basketball. We've got to speed it up and get our cuts sharp again, and we just got to be a little crisper on things. And we'll get that fixed, and we trust our guys to do it right.
So how do you plan here this off time? Can't really go back to the hotel, or did you work something out with the hotel to go back?
We're gonna stay here and watch for a little bit, just kind of see how obviously we got to figure out who we're going to play.
Yeah, right.
We're going to play the loser of this game. So we're going to play a good – I know it sounds weird to say you're going to play a good opponent off a loss, but these are good teams. So we're going to play a good opponent, and we got to be ready to go. We'll get our guys fed right after this, and then we're still kind of throwing up the air some different options that we want to do. We want to be down, but we don't want them to get lazy and have their legs lock up on them either. So – well, Coach Hawk, Coach Hard, Coach Eric, and I will get something figured out.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Thank you.
Chad Thompson to the Silver Streaks as the Streaks fall to Sterling 48-47. Take a final timeout. Come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as the Streaks drop to 13-2 on the season on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gah, what happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crazy?
crying?
Kids are getting a little older now. We needed something a little bigger. Brad and I had worked out at the YMCA. We were talking, and I said, let me call Brad and see if we can get in a nice home.
That's Jarvis Hargis, a.k.a. Mr. Toyota from Cunis Toyota. So when he called me, Bradley Hicks with Century 21 Affiliated, to help his family find a more spacious home, I was honored.
I need something with a yard because I have dogs. We found a nice house on the corner. It just looked cozy and comfortable. Brad said, if we make a move now, we may be able to get you in there. Lo and behold, he pulled his magic and we got in the house.
Buying or selling? Visit BradleyHIX.com.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we'll be taking a look at stories of the day, politics, the usual suspects. We'll talk about them right here.
Tonight at 9 on WGIL.
48-47, Sterling outlasts the Silver Streaks to drop Galesburg to 13-2. You're negotiating Coach Thompson's new job after he comes back and they lose. They win three without him, and then he comes back and lose. So were you negotiating his new job for him there?
No, I didn't want to cross that bridge because we were talking a little bit, though, about, you know, and he wants to always be on the ups. But he said that was probably a charge down there, and I said, yeah, I think it was too. But at that point of the game, it's pretty rare that you're going to get a charge. The officials do not want a charging call to determine the ball game. And so it's not the first time that's happened.
You're talking about the play that Sterling, the one that they missed before they got the offensive rebound.
Exactly, on the right side. Yep. We've done a nice job, and probably in other parts of the ball game, it's probably a charge you're going the other way. But with 5 seconds left, those officials are going to suck on that pee on the whistle a little hard and not blow it until they're absolutely sure. Because, you know, you have seen games over the years where they make a suspect charging call, and it's just an anticlimactic into a ball game, and they feel like they're taking it out of the players' hands. So I understand it from the official standpoint, but I agree with Chad. I think it probably was actually a charge, but it was just not a good point of the game to be able to get that call.
And, of course, you know, from the fan standpoint, you know, the argument always is it doesn't matter when it is in the game. If it's a charge or if it's a whatever call, then it's a whatever call. It doesn't matter if, you know, if it's a 30-point game or a tight game. But that's just one of those situations where the officials can't win. Because if they call it, then people are upset. Let them play.
Exactly.
Let the players decide the game. If you don't call it, then they're and you don't get the benefit of the call, then you're upset.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just another indication of how officiating is so difficult. And
well, it was hard to get officials before all this COVID
mess.
You know, because it's a tough job, and now it's like everything else. They've had a harder time in many places running events, but down here, I think by and large, the officials have done a great job in all the games that we've covered here. So we don't get that. Remember that crew that used to come out of Decatur years ago? And
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Wow, were they bad? I mean, everybody agreed they were just bad, and thankfully, they haven't shown up here again for years.
Well, another difficult job is picking our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I think I have who I want to go with. Who are you thinking?
I'm looking up and down the roster and trying to pick out moments, and it's just one of those games that I really can't get there. Crunch time, we didn't get a big play. We had some nice plays at different points of the game earlier, and I think that's probably where you're going.
So I'm thinking Carl is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
For
the opportunity. He put us in a position. Yeah. To
just the sheer hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So creates a loose ball. Sterling's got the ball. Creates a loose ball between the circles. Gets it knocked into the backcourt. And off balance, recovers to give chase.
Yeah.
And with the Sterling player getting to the ball first,
yeah,
without question, but Carl dives in, coming all the way down after creating the loose ball, dives in, keeps the ball alive, and Alex ends up getting it out of the whole thing, and the Streaks get at the time was a big turnover.
If you're a guard, you expect that, but a guy 6'5", like I said, I was just impressed that he poked it away. I thought, oh, hey, great job. And then next thing you know, he's on the floor, clear down here, diving on the thing.
Yeah.
You don't expect your big guy to do that, and so it was a really good play.
Yeah. So we also liked Alex's move down the lane at the time. But, again, when the Streaks really needed the play to get over the top, they didn't get one. So we picked one that was big at the time but ended up not being big enough when it comes right down to it. So 48-47 the final. Sterling wins it. Carl Dorch, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. as here Dunlap gets off to a 5-0 lead on Mount Zion. Again, the Streaks will play the loser of this game for third place tonight. 7 o'clock is the scheduled time. That'll have our pregame at 6:40. And the Silver Streaks girls also playing for third place at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. So we'll close things out from Taylorville for now. We'll be back with you right here tonight for the final game of this tournament. For Jim Lee, for Brian Prescott at the Downtown Studios, I'm Brad Benowitz, and so long for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.